USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at high risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week and voted down the booster for the general public. Before any shots can be administered, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision. And the Federal Reserve indicated that it may slow its efforts to stimulate the economy amid signs of progress in its recovery. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said Wednesday that the body's test for inflation has already been met, while their benchmark for employment is not there yet. Powell also said that Congress's decision on raising the debt ceiling could change the Fed's future plans. This is USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.